The Pillars of Creation by Terry Goodkind. Dedicated to the people in the United States intelligence community who for decades have valiantly fought to preserve life and liberty while being ridiculed, condemned, demonized, and shackled by the jackals of evil. Evil thinks not to beguile us by unveiling the terrible truth of its festering intent, but comes instead, disguised in the diaphanous robes of virtue, whispering sweet-sounding lies intended to seduce us into the dark bed of our eternal graves. Translated from Colo Bleisen's journal. Chapter 1. Picking through the dead man's pockets, Jensen Daggett came across the last thing in the world she would ever have expected to find. Startled, she sat back on her heels. The raw breeze ruffled her hair as she stared wide-eyed at the words written in precise, blocky letters on the small square of paper. The paper had been folded in half twice, carefully, so that the edges had been even. She blinked, half expecting the words to vanish like some grim illusion. They remained solid and all too real. Foolish though she knew the thought was, she still felt as if the dead soldier might be watching her for any reaction. Showing none outwardly, anyway, she stole a look at his eyes. They were dull and filmy. She had heard people say of the deceased that they looked like they were only sleeping. He didn't. His eyes looked dead. His pale lips were taut. His face was waxy. There was a purplish blush at the back of his bull neck. Of course he wasn't watching her. He was no longer watching anything. With his head turned to the side toward her, though, it almost seemed as if he might be looking at her. She could imagine he was.